Good morning, I'm Richard McCarthy. It is 7:39. My in-studio guests this morning, behind-the-scenes members of the Dryden GM Ice Dogs Organizing Committee, we welcome to the studio Lori Russell. Good morning, Lori.
Morning.
And Crystal Ogilvie. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Richard.
You're both here to let us know, and we've had some of the advertisements already on, but we need to know more about the big game that is coming up for the Dryden GM Ice Dogs this Saturday. Crystal, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this is our second annual game. We're calling it the Our Hometown, Our Pack Fundraising. It's an annual event to support local community groups and initiatives. And this year we are supporting the DREAM initiative.
And the DREAM, for those who don't know, the Dryden Recreation Extension and Modification Committee, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And that committee is doing some fine things and has been for several years now. I want to take a back step here for just a second. Organizing committee members like you, Crystal and Lori, never get enough credit. You're behind the scenes. For those who, let's go this tangent for just a second for both of you. What is some of the stuff that you do that we should really be recognizing? And because this keeps the team going forward.
So there's myself and Lori, and we actually want to give a shout out to our other fundraising member, Adie Lang. Good morning, Adie. So the three of us actually started out as billet moms 3 years ago. And then last year, we kind of got roped into helping out the team. And, you know, we work hard to fundraise, do different events for the community, for the boys to be a part of, to get their faces out there other than, you know, being on the ice.
Now you said roped into it, but you obviously have done it for a reason. Lori, why do it? Why are you on the committee?
I think it's a really good opportunity to be involved with our community and give back to the city of Dryden. And definitely being a part of the Dryden GM Ice Dog organization really helps some long winters to pass by quickly. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity to get to know the hockey players, you know, as more than the hockey players that we see on the ice and be involved in that way.
Our hometown, our pack, the big game coming up on Saturday. Lori, let's get some of the details out there, what we need to know about Saturday.
For sure. So Saturday, we are going to be featuring a one-of-a-kind program. When you purchase a program, you have a chance to win a 55-inch TV, generously donated by Gould's Brand Source. We also have the beer gardens that are going to be at the rink, so in partnership with DREAM. We will also be having team posters for sale because after the game, we're having a post-game autograph session with the guys, so that's super exciting for a lot of the kids in the community. And one of the other things that we're pretty excited about, too, is partnering with local organizations such as the Dryden Adam AA Paper Kings, the Dryden Skating Club, and the Dryden Girls Junior Eagles, who are going to be helping us with a Stuff a Skate. So we really want community members to bring your change and stuff a skate.
All right. My guest this morning with the Dryden GM Ice Dogs Fundraising Organizing Committee, Lori Russell and Crystal Ogilvie. That big game coming up on is Saturday, this Saturday, puck drop at 7:30. We'll have more with Lori and Crystal in just a couple of minutes. 7:48, my in-studio guest this morning with the Dryden GM Ice Dogs Organizing Committee, Lori Russell and Crystal Ogilvie. And yes, a big game coming up on Saturday, our hometown, our pack, the Dryden GM Ice Dogs take on the Thief River Falls Norskies at 7:30. All sorts of fun going to be going off the ice for you, as you, of course, are going to enjoy the game, but off-ice activities, all sorts of fun, as we've highlighted some of it already. But there is more to chat about. And Crystal, let's get to that. Some other highlights that are going to be part of the night on this Saturday.
So the boys are actually going to be wearing their vintage gray jerseys that night. And along with those jerseys, there's actually a youth-sized jersey. So we decided to get the boys to autograph that jersey. And there's going to be a chance to win that with a game of a toonie toss. And then along with that jersey, there's also going to be a pretty cool candy tower.
A candy tower.
Yeah, so I think that'll be pretty exciting for a lot of the kids out there. We haven't seen a youth jersey in a while, so and it hasn't, they've never been signed, so it's pretty exciting for the kids.
Awesome. Let's talk, Lori, about something that you are calling the Game Day Heroes.
Yeah, so as an organization, we recognize that there are so many dedicated, driven volunteers to make the Dryden GM Ice Dogs organization as successful as it is today. And we have so many people behind the scenes that put in numerous hours to make the team run smoothly, both at the rink and off the ice as well. So we are going to be recognizing three volunteers from our pack, and there'll be a special ceremonial puck drop before the game starts on Saturday.
All right. And you've brought a program along, a game day program. It looks absolutely spectacular. We're not going to give away too much about the program on the air, but this is something that Ice Dog fans and those who are going to be in attendance who haven't been for a while are going to cherish.
Richard, it's definitely a keepsake item for sure. There's a lot of information about each of the players within the program. And we spent time with the guys and asked them some questions about their hockey journeys. And so each of them have shared some really memorable events in their hockey career and people who have really impacted them and who have had a lot of influence on them. So definitely worth a read. You won't want to miss picking up a program.
All right. My guests this morning, Lori Russell and Crystal Ogilvy. The big game this Saturday, the special game against the Thief River Falls Norskies. A lot of it is going to be taking place off ice while you enjoy the entertainment on ice as well. Ladies, anything else before we let you go?
So just going back on our vintage jerseys, mm-hmm. They were actually up for sale. And we have two jerseys available still. I believe one is number 15, Curtis Magus, and
number 26, Josh Gardner. Right.
So if you are interested in purchasing the jersey, you can contact either myself, Lori Russell, or A.D. Lang on Facebook, or even the Dryden GM Ice Dogs Facebook page. And then we'll give you the information on how to purchase those jerseys.
All right, ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Richard.
Let's fill those stands Saturday night. Puck drop is 7:30 at the Dryden Memorial Arena.